from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. First headline, Cowboys in bottom three of offseason grades from ESPN. Do you agree or disagree with that? The Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is coming up. I'm going to tell you why I think that's fart, to play off of NFL true or fart.
All right.
That's coming here in just a second. I got a guilty confession to make, though, guys.
Oh, no.
We got home last weekend. Cat was there. Sonny.
God, no.
But since we saw him that weekend, haven't seen him since. Sonny missing 5 days.
Oh, no.
Used to Sonny disappearing for a night or two here and there. I told you when he came back from that tornadic activity in the neighborhood, he looked ravaged by the weather. Mother Nature got the best of Sonny that night. But this is a tough cat. We've had him for about 5-6 years now. Hasn't come back. Starting to feel actually a little hopeful.
He doesn't come back?
I know the tears from Abby would be a separate monsoon altogether, the disappointment. But having the cat in the house is just, it's not worth it. You know, I don't mind having the actual cat. It's the damn litter box.
Oh, the litter box is brutal.
It destroys your bathroom. Okay, here's the cat's bathroom.
Finding a place to put it is rough. Like I've grown up with cats, right? So I do like cats, but the litter box is an issue.
And the
right
maintenance, now, the aroma.
And my parents are out of town, so I'm having to go over and make sure their dogs and cats, and I'm having to clean their cat's
litter box. What
kind
of a life is that?
I'm cleaning up
animal poop?
Yeah, it's not fun, man. It is not fun. I don't really miss having a cat because of that.
While you were on 2-week vacation, was Sonny on his own?
No. No, he had mom-in-law and
he
other
had the
people
wilderness.
Watching after him.
Oh, so they had people.
I
thought maybe you just kind of, Sonny's able to like.
Sonny got used to it. I wouldn't be surprised if he has another family somewhere. Sonny is he's quite an adventuring type of man.
Resourceful.
Litter box goes in the laundry room. I don't want it anywhere in the house. Period. You know, if it's sitting in there, it has soiled the air. I mean, you got to like strip the paint, replace all the appliances to get rid of that smell permanently. I think, having an inside cat is tempting because they're rather clean animals, but the fact that litter box sits there, I'm trying to hide my excitement that old Sonny might not be coming back.
When are you going to tell Abby? Or is she asking questions?
She knows, but
she knows how right you feel now, about Sonny?
No, right now, no. I will act disappointed for her, but she is
pin throw.
She's right now in Sonny. A little bit of denial.
Oh.
She's in denial that Sonny's actually been missing more than a couple of days, then there might be something to be concerned about here. She might be traumatized from the turtle incident and her bunny.
I'm just telling you, man.
I mean, how many cats is this now?
I'm telling you,
Or is this just the first one?
Abby needs
this to, first cat we've ever had. Yeah.
Hang out with Eric's kids. Like, the Eric.
Oh, God.
The 214 says, get a litter robot. It's the best $700 I've ever spent.
Okay, I've heard that that's
You're not spending $700
on
Sonny.
Itself. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you're not spending
that.
So that
might actually be worth it if Sonny returns.
The only robot, you're not doing that.
$700, if you can guarantee me the litter box smell might not be there, I might be able to... that kind of an expense.
You're not doing it.
And yeah,
it's going to be at least a $700 remodel of a bathroom, to get it back to working order.
Your hope is somebody took over Sonny. You're hoping that Sonny's.
Nice.
You're hoping Sonny's with another family.
Well, yeah, I hope it's not that or like a coyote or a bobcat or something like that.
Bobcat.
You never know.
Yeah, 972 Thugcat is missing. He's probably out there just, bee slapping some coyotes into submission. I don't think anybody could get him unless they snuck up on him while he was sleeping.
He's kicking ass, taking names. But yeah, I clean up after the dog poop as well. But there's nothing that compares to a litter box, 214.
No.
Cat pee is the worst smell.
Nah, let me tell you what. Fishbowl is not a...
I'm sure a fishbowl. Fishbowl. You stick your head...
Aquariums are pretty tough pee, as well.
Bennett was gone with his mom. And I made the executive decision that the fishbowl, he's going down the commode. When Bennett came back, where's... And I'm like, he just didn't make it, son.
Okay, the pet kit auto litter box for $600. Is it worth spending that kind of money?
No.
I think it might be.
I'd recommend it. No, yeah, okay. I think it might be.
No cats.
If you're going to keep cats.
No cats. Oh, sorry.
I'm with Brian. I've been a no cat guy essentially my whole life. My childhood cat got killed by coyotes. We lived out in the woods. It was just a matter of time. Old ghost guy.
How'd you know? How'd you know that your cat got killed by coyotes? And I say disrespectfully, I just want to know.
We
you seen the bones or something?
We just think.
We never found the body. Okay. No. I think we just suspected that. That's the story my dad went with. Who knows? Maybe my dad went off with it. Maybe my dad dropped old Ghost off in the country.
You know what?
Ghost would come back after big brawls. Swollen paws. We know my neighbor's dog got eaten by coyotes, kind of a Jessica Simpson type of situation, and we could always hear him in the back. So I guess we just assumed that. Cowboys in the bottom three of the ESPN offseason grades at 877-881-1053. Franklin, injury attorney text line. Please leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous. We'll get back to the text here shortly. Appreciate the kitty litter robot idea. I think I need to ask for that as my Christmas present.
I've heard good things about this.
Here's why I disagree with these predictions, though. They say here in the buildup, the grades you see are only about this offseason. They're focused on the choices each team made based on the situation it was in the start of the offseason. They give the Cowboys a D+, not because they haven't signed their stars to new contracts yet. I'm sorry. That's just the way that they do business, but they don't let stars go. They sign them to market deals instead of they can't get discounts done early because everybody knows they'll eventually cave. But that's a tiny thing here. Spending two of their first three picks on the offensive line was great. Not signing Dak Prescott to an extension so far is essentially, to me, not applicable to this. They give him a D+, but here's why I love what the Cowboys have done, and I don't know if they deserve an A. We'll see how good their draft is. But I think they deserve a positive passing grade because this is what you're supposed to do. You kind of went for it, maybe not as much as we all would like, but you find yourself in cap HE double hockey sticks with Dak Prescott's deal, with Zach Martin's deal, with Tank Lawrence's deal. And if you keep throwing money at this roster, that's a horrible idea. This team can barely get out of the wild card round most years, and some years not even at home. So why should we keep throwing money at this, creating a bigger and bigger cap issue for the future that is out of control and ballooning already for a team that can't get out? I think they're finally recognizing, holy crap, this team isn't good enough. We kind of got to rebuild this deal. And our best players are getting old. We haven't drafted incredibly well the last 3 years, so now we don't have this great reinforcement coming that's going to surge us into being a strong contender. I think they read the situation and made the right move to get their financial house back in order, gentlemen.
I think that might very well be the case. But if I'm grading them by the offseason, I have got to agree with this grade. What did you do to really make the team that much better? You are praying that you have hit on your draft class. You added Eric Kendricks. That's all you've done. Otherwise, you're looking at, man, did we finally hit on another draft class.
But they got two super athletic young offensive linemen. That's exactly what they needed.
And I like them. And I like Guyton. And I'm president of the Cooper Beebe fan club over here, man.
Yeah.
I love that dude.
You're right. And you know, I would expect you then to give them a pretty good grade for taking your guy.
Well, and look, that's great, but it's still a lot to ask. You're sliding in a rookie left tackle, and maybe they don't start BB because the offensive line coach likes Hoffman.
We're
I don't
in cap hell. We can't chase a championship. We don't want to spend a bunch of money now that's not going to bring us closer to a Super Bowl. I mean, what's $12 million going to do for you right now? What's a $15 million player going to do for you right now? Not push you over the top. So I think you take a step back, maybe you get a better draft pick as a result, but you use these years to accumulate offensive linemen while you're treading water in the standings. You know, I think that's the best long-term thinking. Like, one of the worst things that Jerry does is trying to be a playoff team every year. And I think that handicaps you if you don't take a couple of years to build and get things back in order. And, you know, maybe it's only the Cowboys version of a rebuild, but rebuild is what the situation called for, Brian.
Yeah, I was doing the old legal pad thing where you write down the positives and the negatives.
Yeah, I love this.
Positives, I went on Mike Zimmer.
Yep, Zimmer and Kendricks.
I went on O-line draft.
Yeah.
I went on that. Negatives, I went on depth.
Yep.
Loss of, and these contracts. I think that's a draining thing right now too. And I'm talking about not getting Dak done, not getting CD done. I think that's not a. So to me, the off season is you didn't get your guys, and you're a team that loves to draft and you love to sign your own. You know, you did address the offensive line, which is a good. You addressed the linebacker position, which was a mess.
Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't have a choice. You didn't have a choice.
Those kids were playing as hard as they could. Bell, Wilson, those guys all playing in the box. They did the best they could. I think you addressed that area at that position. You didn't get better at defensive tackle. We don't know about with Mozzie Smith, and you didn't. I mean, you drafted a seventh-round kid. I don't know. To me, it seems like some treading of water going on right now.
Yeah, if they hit those offensive line picks, it could end up being a great offseason.
No, it could. I put that on the good side of Mike Zimmer and O-line draft.
Yeah.
But everything else, I'm kind of like, man, I think a lot of depth walked out the door. You didn't get the, you know, you'd love to sign your own. You didn't sign your own. So...
What if this was the offseason they said, guys, we really can't win with Dak. We got to start tearing this thing down. Wouldn't that make that a real good for some people?
Yeah, if that's the case, they're going to – I've said this. I said it 2 years ago. This is the team that front office is not going anywhere. So if they don't want to pay at the time, we were saying if you don't want to pay a $40 million quarterback, this is the team to do it because they're not going anywhere. They're not going to get fired. Now it's turned into – well, this is the team that doesn't have to pay a $60 million quarterback to me because they're not going to get fired.
Good salary appreciation.
Yeah, but it's just a lot of like what if, hope, projecting. If I'm grading on what they've done this offseason, I've got to grade on like what do I know right now. And I'm hopeful the draft class is good. I'd give them a high draft grade. But the full body of work of the offseason, I can't really go much higher than a C.
We went through this in our own assessment of the season, of looking at the record. You don't know. I mean, but we went through it and tried to take an approach of why. It was 9-8.
Yeah. We tried fair and unbiased.
You're trying to be fair about it, but they did not. I think they got a better defensive coordinator myself. I think they upgraded at linebacker. The offensive line stuff, yeah, I'm glad they drafted who, but Tyron Smith was playing at a damn high level.
And now
you're playing with a rookie left tackle.
Yeah, so, year one, I mean, you're probably going to have a regression there.
Some people are saying you can still smell the kitty litter even if you get one of those robots. Okay, so I guess it might have something to do with your sensitivity.
Yeah.
817 says his friend's wiener dog got eaten by a coyote too, and he said he heard them, and then it heard his dog went outside, and his wiener dog was gone. Says it was his dog's fault for escaping the fence. I don't get that. That is the dog owner's fault. You got to secure that fence. Had a similar situation with my super athletic pug. I swear that guy, he could jump 3.5 feet off the ground. I've never seen a pug be able to pull off the escape.
Is that the one that was blind?
No, that was Burger and Harvey.
Yeah.
This is the new guy. But he's gotten old enough now. We fattened him up. so on that good wet food. No, he's down to 2 feet. He can't squeeze through the bars anymore. Showed him. Okay, we got to go, Nation. When we return, it's time for Woolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Where are you taking it, buddy?
Well, happy 7-Eleven Day. We've got the top 10 best gas station snacks. What's your go-to? That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. You can jump online over there at frankelfirm.com. It's time now for Woolchuk's Top 10. Here he is, Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
Thank you very much. It is 7-Eleven, so go get yourself a Slurpee from 7-Eleven today. I got the top 10 best gas station snacks, according to America. 877-881-1053. What is your favorite? But I watched that Netflix show Sprint with the wife over the weekend. Very, very good show.
It's very good.
And then we get this information. World 200-meter champ Sharika Jackson suffered an apparent injury with the Olympics on the horizon. Now, Sharika Jackson is from Jamaica, and she is one of the athletes that we get to follow through that. And the Jamaicans are absolute studs, but like Sharika Jackson's trying to break that 200-meter all-time record, and she's going to turn 30 apparently next week. Sha'Carri Richardson, Dallas's own, is the 100-meter champ, and Sha'Carri Richardson's also trying to beat her in the 200-meter as well. You've got Elaine Thompson-Hara is also a Jamaican who's missing the Paris Olympic Games, but FloJo's record of 21.34 that she set at the Seoul Olympics, I mean, Sharika Jackson ran 21.41.
She's gotten faster every time she's been out.
So she's really got her sights to try and set this world record, but hopefully this injury is nothing serious and we get to see her at full strength here come Paris now just a few weeks away. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And then we're also going to have the final Olympics most likely for LeBron. We've talked a lot about Team USA. Simone Biles probably in her last Olympic game. Speaking of Jamaica sprinters, Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce, probably going to be her last Olympic games as well.
She's a stud.
She's an absolute legend of the sport, no doubt. So just some more Olympic news to get you excited as we're getting closer and closer to Paris.
You a big Olympics guy, Wolchuk?
I get into it. Like the gymnastics, the swimming, and the track and field are all events that like I'll definitely be pretty into.
Kind of feel like that I'm big on the track and field stuff. I'm not the actual field, but when they start
the track
part of it, that's when I kind of perk up.
I'll get into it 100%. And I probably should do a better job of watching the world championships when we're like not into Olympic years.
Yes.
Because it seems like, I mean, there's a ton that goes into that, but like Noah Lyles, he's going to be must watch TV for the American team.
Well, the whole thing is if you followed on Drive to Survive, if you watch the Formula One, it's shot very similar to that, you know, the format of it and how it's presented. And I always think they do a great job. Netflix does a great job with their sports coverage.
Yeah. And then I think next fall they're bringing it back. So we get to see all the Olympic stuff.
Right.
Like Gabby Thomas is an absolute badass from Harvard.
Right.
Who's running in that 200 trying to beat Sharika Jackson as well.
Those gals that run the 100 and the 200, they go for the double.
It's crazy.
It's crazy what they do.
Yeah.
The training.
Shakari holding it down for the 100, but Noah Lyles did. I mean, he pulled off the 100 and the 200.
Well, he's a 200 specialist. Like he feels like if he gets anybody in a 200, he knows how to run
that recovery speed.
Well,
man.
He can
start off poorly.
He can close.
He does. Yeah, he finds a way.
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive. All right, what is your favorite gas station snack? Now, this is going to be like your typical snacks. There won't be in this top 10 like the Buc-ee's brisket sandwich. I could have done like a top 10 Buc-ee's items, but I'll do that for another day. But this is regarding 7-Eleven. You can't get a brisket sando, I don't think, at 7-Eleven. They do have hot dogs and pizza. They're upping their
game. The rotisserie hot dog thing is, I can't go that route when it's on that wheel. I can't.
Or what about the taquitos? Like, you wouldn't do those?
I can't do that either.
I will. I'll go taquito, you know.
On that wheel?
Yeah. Yeah. More than a standard hot dog.
Yeah.
You know, they've had some interesting items on that wheel over the years, though. And I'll dabble in that.
I don't know the freshness of the wheel. I feel like that maybe we're not changing the wheel out every day.
Yeah, but I figure it's hot. So at worst, it's way overdone, you know, and I'll take that.
I'll tell you, I don't think I've ever had a bad just straight donut there at a gas station.
There you go. That's what I was going to say, Brian.
Yeah.
Just a regular glazed donut.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like that they've got the donut part of that thing figured
out.
Now,
what you don't want to do is the donut holes in the cup.
Yeah.
Those things will sit up for 3 or 4 days and be stale.
Yeah, those are door stops.
But in the actual cupboard there or whatever they have,
the little screen you pull, or not the door.
The glass door.
You pull it out there.
I love the donuts, though. I feel like beef jerky has become incredibly overpriced here. Like something happened post COVID where the price to produce some beef jerky must have tripled.
Dude,
you're looking like 15 bucks a bag. I mean, the Slim Jim stuff is still cheap, but
I'm thinking of
the jerky links or whatever.
I'm telling you what, there's been some road trips where there's been some beverage consumptions along the way.
Uh-huh.
And the Slim Jim might have saved my life.
Well, speaking of that, we just got a text to the 24-ounce Modelo. That's their favorite gas station. Yeah,
the real
snack.
Slim Jim, not like the gourmet pepperoni stick, but actual Slim Jim.
The thing that's as plastic as it
gets.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that thing, I'll tell you what.
Smells like dog food to me. It does
have a scent.
Do you really care?
Yes.
I mean, you've had about 12 beers on the way. You know,
I have options, though. I'm at 7-Eleven. It's not like I uncovered, you know, a packet of food in the wilderness, and this is my only option, or I starve to death.
I don't know, man. You're talking about the wheel items, and you're acting like that's gourmet.
They are like the buffalo chicken taquito.
He's talking about the taquito things that have been a little bit.
Well, you're getting a lot of pushback right now. Apparently, the hot dogs at 7-Eleven are very good. And the pizza. We're getting a lot of texts about the pizza.
I tell you what, though, I would, you know, if you've ever been to New Orleans, and had a lucky dog on the street, I mean, you're lucky to survive. But I'm just saying, the lucky dog on the street, I have more confidence in that.
Than a gas station hot dog?
Than the gas station hot dog.
Okay. We also have, man, somebody texted in about this crazy 7-Eleven snack that I've never heard of.
See, I hate
the cheeseburger dog at 7-Eleven. See, the 817.
Yeah. I hate microwaving stuff.
Like, so you won't get the burritos?
No, I won't do the burritos because I hate the microwave. Like, Lucius has got me convinced that the air fryer is the way to warm things up.
Well, you could probably put the burrito in the air fryer.
Yeah, you can put it on the warm-up little side and not, like, air fry it. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. 7-Eleven doesn't have an air fryer for me.
No, they sure don't.
Oh, they do have, like, you can microwave it yourself there. I understand what you're saying.
That to me, there's a lot of bad that going on in that microwave.
There could be. Yeah. What about you for a gas station snack?
I usually grab the little nacho bin.
Yeah.
But not the nachos. I'll go over to get the Doritos.
Oh, wow.
Open them up and use that little nacho bin that they have. And then I pour the chili and cheese on top of that little onion.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little jalapeno. And then I have a walking taco right there.
I have seen Lucius make his own nachos. And you take a lot of time and love.
I don't play, bro.
Was this in Vegas?
I take time at everything I do.
No. This
slow.
I think it was like a Super Bowl party 2 years ago at Dutch's.
Oh, Dutch has got good.
He always has good food.
Yeah, he's got good food.
Always, yeah. No, I don't think we had any nachos in Vegas. We did have a good burger though.
That was a fantastic burger.
We did have a good burger
at New York, yeah. Whatever it's called.
Yeah, that was great.
But what was it that you guys missed out on because you were broadcasting? Like you missed out on the media.
Oh, Lucius
burger.
Didn't get the where do they have them from? Shake Shack.
Shake Shack burgers. They had them all laid out for
but
the media.
But you guys were doing your jobs, and you thought you were going to get one later.
In Lucius's defense, I think we both thought like they were going to keep bringing.
Being abundant, I didn't know it was first come first serve, and that was about it. Everybody else was going to get cold fries.
You got a bunch of media dudes in there, look like me.
No kidding.
As soon as that food hit that table,
let me get two.
If I have to pay, no way.
Floyd Senior was there. I think he might have had about three by himself.
Yeah. Then he looked over at me as I'm looking for a burger, but like, yeah, I think that was the last one. Like, damn, bro.
That was an amazing moment. That was a who's who. I think Ryan Garcia actually walked right by us, too, during that. Before he lost his damn mind. We actually got good boxing news today. I think Tank Davis versus Lomachenko is finally going to happen in November.
Okay.
We're getting that thing finalized, right. So that's going to be a hell of a fight. I think Tank Davis is going to beat his ass, dude.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think Loma's got it quite like that anymore. All right, honorable mentions. We've got the Honey Roasted Peanuts. Fruit chews are very popular.
Whoa,
yeah.
Your gummy worms. What? The taquitos are an honorable mention.
Gummy worms are good. Taquitos are good.
Oh, I like the taquitos.
I really like the taquitos. Yeah, I'm not going to hate on them, man.
Yeah, man, Lucius, you just told me you open up your own chips.
Oh, them taquitos come through sometimes, bro.
I'm just telling you.
They do.
You're going to go open up your own. You're going to get a bag of Funyuns and dump chili and stuff on before you eat the taquitos.
You know me.
Bugles, Funyuns.
You know me very well, bro.
Bugles are actually slept on, man.
Bugles with chili wouldn't be bad.
I wonder if I can still fit a bugle on my finger.
No, not with that hand.
Not with these andouilles.
No way.
They got a little bit skinnier, but now they might be getting fat again. We got number 11 is the goldfish.
I don't know.
People love their goldfish, man.
I don't know.
Speaking of food, Wolchuk, I have breaking news.
Oh, please.
From the X account of Hurtado Barbecue.
Oh!
I'm going to retweet this from @GBagNation just so you can see for yourself. Hurtado Barbecue coming soon. Big news coming soon in the Big D. With a picture of the Dallas skyline, Brian. Look at
there
that.
There we go.
We're going to get a Dallas location.
We're going to be DoorDashing Hurtado by the end of the summer.
Yes. That's what I'm talking
Hurtado,
about.
Hurtado. 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 Hurtado.
Nobody's scared to spend $200 on barbecue like Dawson. He'll spend it all day long.
Yeah. Spend it.
I'm
spend
in there.
He's spend all it. Long. He's all day long.
Hey, you know what? That's good money well spent, though.
When you get a hankering, you know.
Oh, no.
And they start doing these top 10 lists at 420.
He'll go for it.
10 is the Takis. Man, the kids are loving the Takis these days.
Those are those hot
chips.
Great
man.
Looking bag.
Yeah, it is a fun looking bag.
I'm surprised these are healthy. They're a legit health hazard.
Come on, bro.
Or they're legal.
They're 11 years old with high blood pressure because you're eating Takis.
They might end up needing to take these off shelves. Salt and vinegar chips coming at number 9.
Mm.
The white cheddar popcorn is 8.
White cheddar popcorn's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It's delicious. It really is. We actually have that in our vending machine. If I ever need something real quick, I'll grab
one. How stale is that vending machine at times?
They just refilled it recently, I think.
Pretty safe.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
White cheddar popcorn is great. Just don't wear black while eating it.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, and then you wipe your fingers on your
face. Everywhere. You look ridiculous, man. Try to talk to somebody. What the hell is that on you, bro?
White cheddar popcorn and you're drunk.
I'm going to need to remember that one.
It's powdered sugar. Leave me alone.
7 is the cheddar cracker combos.
Is that the peanut butter one things?
Baked pretzels. So, man, these actually look delicious.
Oh, combos.
Yeah, so it's
see,
like
the combos have those cheddar little pretzels bites with
peanut butter in it. Yeah, okay.
Oh, that looks freaking phenomenal.
Those are good.
Yeah, really combos. Good. Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about now.
A big old tin of those at Costco.
Big, oh, my gosh.
Big red name, combos. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Those are so delicious. Those should be higher. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Number six is peanut M&Ms. People do like those.
Mm, they're good.
I like the peanut butter ones myself.
Yeah, they are good, too.
I haven't tried the pretzel
ones. That's the first thing you said right in the last 15 minutes.
I haven't tried the pretzel ones.
These ones are good. Five, Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Man.
Again.
Mm.
Four is brownies.
What?
Get no.
Brownies.
A 7-Eleven brownie is the worst thing. Those cookies that they have next to the cash register, the worst thing there.
Yeah. Three is beef jerky.
Yeah, I told you, Dawson.
Overpriced. People 20 like bucks jerky. At the airport, 16 bucks at these little convenience stores for a small bag of jerky now.
Dude, next time you go through a
Dawson's Bucky's. Dawson's going to tell me the pickle in that big jar is good.
Well, the pickle in a bag is like a thing, too. And
how about the pickle?
Pickles in a jar are great, man. What are you talking about?
When you're up there paying?
Yeah.
When you're up there right, paying?
Yeah, you got to reach in there, get it out yourself.
Do you immediately lose yours when you're putting the card in there and go, oh, I need a pickle, too?
Yeah. Yes. Can you get some peppermint so I can put in this pickle, too?
Oh, wow.
I got a pickle.
I've never bought the pickle. It looks so disgusting sitting there.
It looks worse sitting in a bag. I'd eat the pickle out of the jar, not in the bag. Number two is a Snickers. If you're hungry, get yourself a Snickers.
That's a give up right there.
Well, I mean, hey.
There's so many other things other than a Snickers you can get.
I mean, I think a lot of people do.
Give me a drumstick out of the ice cream area.
Ooh, the Snickers ice cream bar. Sign me the hell up. Those things are so damn delicious.
I said a drumstick, which I want a drumstick. I don't want a Snickers.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, but I'd rather have a drumstick.
Really?
Yeah.
Over the Snickers ice cream?
Yes, you got to be careful of opening up because the peanuts kind of fall over.
That's true. They do. They do. That can be messy.
Yeah.
Number one, though. Most popular gas station snack are nacho cheese Doritos. That is what most people are going.
He knew.
Hey, isn't 7-Eleven, thank heaven for 7-Eleven, about the Moors going to Europe and like helping them get out of the dark ages type of situation?
Sounds like something I got to Google.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right.
Man, I'd skip class that day, Lucius.
I could be totally wrong, bro.
I'm going to trust you on that.
I think so, though. One of those documentaries I watched when my ankle was broken.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. On pain medication.
Yeah. Can you believe this? Oh, the Moors. I knew it.
Well, Chuck's top 10 at 420 every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation.
I knew it.
Okay, coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll be into an edition of Football's Finest. Time for Gavin's Gadgets. What's the best gadget you own that you think everybody else needs to know about? That's coming up next right here, a G-Bag classic here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for a classic segment. We did for many years here in the G-Bag Nation. It is time for Gavin's Gadgets here on 105.3 The Fan. Question for you, Franklin, injury attorney text line. Is there a gadget in your life? I got at least two of them, maybe three.
Hell yeah.
That I think every man should own, every person should own. And I think you'll agree with me by the time this segment is over at 877-881-1053. I'd love to take your suggestion, especially if it's available on Amazon. But before we get there, would you ever be willing to take an air taxi, gentlemen? And by air taxi, I mean it's basically a one-man drone that can fly about 100 miles around DFW and half the time it would take you to drive. Brian?
I think I'm driving. You know me, I hate flying.
Yes.
I'm scared of it.
So you're out.
I'm out.
I think I would be out as well. I don't know if I could get used to it.
Yeah,
I recently found peace on an airplane again. I go through cycles where I'm incredibly anxious, and on takeoff and landing, I'm just on pins and needles, and then other times I'm relaxed. But I don't know if I could ever get used to that helicopter feeling. But Joby Aviation says they're going to start commercial operations of its air taxi as soon as 2025. And they have a very interesting aircraft that doesn't need a runway or anything to take off. It's just basically like a helicopter. And
it hovers off?
Runs like a Tesla, where the computer knows where you want to go. And as an added benefit, they use liquid hydrogen fuel cell. So the only...
isn't that the Hindenburg?
Byproduct is water.
Isn't that,
is that what happened with the Hindenburg?
Hydrogen? Something.
Oh, the humanity!
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Oh.
It's a great broadcast, man. I listened to all 4 hours of that broadcast. It's on YouTube.
It is crazy,
it's
though.
It's a great broadcast. And it then he falls all the way apart.
He does. He completely, he goes from award-winning.
Dude's talking for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was talking. That it was flying around the city. And then when it land when it was coming in, man, the guy he did when they lowered the rope, and next thing you know, that thing's blowing up.
Oh God.
People incredible jumping piece of video. Out of it. Yeah. 1937 or so? When was that?
Oof.
Trying to think when that was. Go ahead.
Look up the Coolify 2S on Amazon. Great for watching kids' baseball games. Sounds like it's maybe a little portable air conditioning unit or something like that. Can you look that up for me? The Coolify 2S. I tell you what, coming back with kid number two, my plan is for all indoor sports. I'm thinking about maybe some volleyball, maybe some basketball. I don't want to be outside. I mean, I feel for those baseball people sitting on those hot bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Especially during tournaments. What do we got?
I'm sorry. I got it right. 1937. Man.
Hindenburg.
Yeah, some days. Woo.
Yeah, so this is a smart neck air conditioner.
You okay.
That the thing around your neck?
And yeah, it's going to air condition for you. That's amazing.
And the meter probe is a must-have, says the 903. That sounds like meat thermometer type of deal. Probably have a Bluetooth deal on your phone. Bissell electric mop. See, now we're talking.
Ooh, an electric mop.
Yes. How about 817? Take a Xanax and drink a couple of beers, and you won't give a bleep about crashing on a flight.
Yeah.
You know, used to do that. Things got in the way of that, but that no doubt about it. I got on a flight one time, and I might have had an Odell Beckham Jr. situation where I couldn't be revived, you know, by the dang flight attendant. You start taking those sleeping aids for a 5-hour flight, and it works for 8 hours.
Were you in the bar area at the time?
Yes, I've been in the bar area.
No, were you mixing?
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
Absolutely.
You get hammered before the flight. Actually, I think it was 2 years ago before spring training, Eric and I were just belligerent. We went, we're just slamming shots. I am bringing.
Was that the time that we went to?
That was our first time to spring training.
But we didn't we eat at the Cajun place? Was that what I bought you at the dinner when you guys were doing shots?
I think that was when we went to Oxnard. We did do that too. Yeah, Eric and I do like to get a little toasty before these things. Yeah. I'm bringing some CBD gummies this time. It's my first flight since the horror
broke. But you ate the shrimp cocktail and were doing shots.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, flight anxiety is real. That's why the bars are there. I'm surprised that people don't go into those little shops where you can actually buy the bottles of booze and just take those on the jet right there with you. Excuse yourself to the lavatory and mix yourself up.
You're talking about the duty-free shop?
A monster. Yeah, and it seems like it's not just the duty-free shops that are selling the booze now, depending on what airport you're at.
Really, those newspaper places sell the booze?
Yeah, they got the little bottle.
Okay.
Okay, best gadget I have, does my digital weed vaporizer count? I suppose it does. 817 makes it easier.
I see one there's you can like, it's like your grinder. You put it in there and it grinds it up and you can just lay it on top of the joint. So you don't have to twist your hand and grind or anything like that.
Amazing.
I see that. I don't know anything about it. You know what I mean?
I'm either, but that looks cool. Huh?
I'd like to go on record. I'm against this.
Okay.
Because
what about the kids?
No, I think I'm against this because I think I think there's a certain skill to being able to do that.
Oh yeah,
it is impressive. And you know what? It's a lost art.
Yeah,
weed.
No man, I can
rolling 100%
on some paper.
Yes,
like raw paper.
There are,
I can make it look like a baseball bat.
There
bro.
Are certain friends that I had that was their responsibility. Like you would buy. And you're like, hey, listen, you don't have to worry about buying because
you're right.
You've got a skill. And so now we're using you. You're the guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is definitely a sight to behold when an individual has, you know, significant skill set like that.
Yes. Rolling techniques.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the powered gadgets, though, is where all this is going. And for me, when I got home from the flight last week, this is where gadget number one in my life makes its appearance.
Man.
We landed gate B, vehicles at gate C, right? So I have to jump on the Skylink. I run over to gate C. I take the stairs up to my vehicle, and I hit the button. Nothing happens.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, crap. So
wrong car.
I go around to the back and fiddle with the gate, and I realize something got stuck when I slammed the gate shut. I was in a hurry when we got to the airport. It didn't close all the way. Dome light stayed on, and, you know, vehicle is dead. You know, I couldn't get in either. Okay, first cool gadget was that the key is actually inside the key fob on those automatic starters.
I never knew that,
but there's like a little release. So
a button.
But I had to call fiance wife, and I'm like, you're never going to believe this. I can't get into the vehicle. She had to tell me that it was inside the key fob. And I said, The vehicle's dead. Oh, so right. That's like the worst scenario, right? We're going to need a locksmith and somebody to jump the vehicle. I'm not sure if we're calling AAA or we're calling the insurance company or we're going to call somebody private. We're going to have to come out of pocket for this. But as I begin to explain to her my rising anxiety level and bracing for the impact of her wrath, because you know what that's going to be How dare you close the gate? And do all. She's like, well,
kids in bags out there.
Didn't you know that portable battery jumper was on the floor of the back row? And I was like, oh, my goodness. Now I just need to get in. Now I just need the locksmith. And she's like, no. And honey, you can get the key out of the key fob. So I got in there. And that I would say for a family man, we were about to be stranded at the airport probably for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, we landed right in the middle of rush hour. But to get back there, and this thing was magical, I would say it took the battery from completely dead, like 10 days sitting in an airport parking lot with the dome light on, nothing was doing, wouldn't even click the doors unlocked. This thing went from totally dead to car fired up in 90 seconds. There was a little boost button on it. Cost me $60 on Amazon. It saved brother-in-law probably 3 or 4 times, but it's been sitting in the back of fiance wife's vehicle, and it paid off big time. That was probably a multi-$100 save move right there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get one of those just to be safe.
Then you got to go with the portable chainsaw as well with the battery on it. I was doing a lot of yard work.
There are
tons of projects around your yard that you're going to get some clippers out. You're going to get a machete out for. You don't need a hedge trimmer. You just need a Black & Decker $80 battery charged chainsaw, and now you're making light work out of everything.
I told you guys for Christmas, I'm getting you guys this. The best gadget I have is that the meat thermometer.
Yeah.
You can use it, the temperature, you could use it for everything, for the frying oil, for the meat. You could anything you need to temp.
Yeah.
Like you could say, oh, I'm going to cook on site. Yeah. You got to know. Hey, I got to cook this thing to 160. I got it. Boom. There, it immediately.
You don't want to overdo chicken breast.
Heck, no, you don't.
No, you don't. You will never have better chicken breast unless you have a meat thermometer or you're like a 20-year experienced chef.
Exactly. Yeah, you can look at it all you want, but if it's 190 degrees because you overshot it, you're going to have bad chicken or steak.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. You want medium rare? Yeah. You want medium?
Right.
Unless you are just an absolute wizard at gauging that with your thumb.
Yeah, there's some people that could do that, but meat thermometer saved my rear old.
You know where it pays off more than ever is at Thanksgiving with the turkey.
The turkey, yeah.
Most people overdo their turkey. Yeah. It's all kinds of dry. How do you know? You don't want to pull it early.
Sure.
You know, you can't just put it back in there and recook
it. No.
All right, we got to run. Football's finest coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Where is Mike McCarthy on the latest head coaching rankings? And are Giants fans bitching to be bitching? That's next.
It's time for a classic segment we did for many years here in the G-Bag Nation. It is time for Gavin's Gadgets here on 105 Through the Fan. Question for you, Franklin, injury attorney text line. Is there a gadget in your life? I got at least two of them, maybe three.
Hell yeah.
That I think every man should own, every person should own. And I think you'll agree with me by the time this segment is over at 877-881-1053. I'd love to take your suggestion, especially if it's available on Amazon. But before we get there, would you ever be willing to take an air taxi, gentlemen? And by air taxi, I mean it's basically a one-man drone that can fly about 100 miles around DFW in half the time it would take you to drive. Brian?
I think I'm driving. You know me, I hate flying.
Yes.
I'm scared of it.
So you're out.
I'm out.
I think I would be out as well. I don't know if I could get used to it.
Yeah,
I recently found peace on an airplane again. I go through cycles where I'm incredibly anxious, and on takeoff and landing, I'm just on pins and needles. And then other times I'm relaxed. But I don't know if I could ever get used to that helicopter feeling. But Joby Aviation says they're going to start commercial operations of its air taxi as soon as 2025. And they have a very interesting aircraft that doesn't need a runway or anything to take off. It's just basically like a helicopter. And
it hovers off?
Runs like a Tesla, where the computer knows where you want to go. And as an added benefit, they use liquid hydrogen fuel cell. So the only...
isn't that the Hindenburg?
Byproduct is water.
Isn't that
what happened with the Hindenburg?
Hydrogen? Something.
Oh, the humanity! out of here.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
It's a great broadcast, man. I listened to all 4 hours of that broadcast. It's on YouTube.
It is crazy,
it's
though.
It's a great broadcast. And it then he falls all the way apart.
He does. He completely he goes from award-winning.
Dude's talking for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was talking. That it was flying around the city. And then when it landed, when it was coming in, man, the guy he did, when they lowered the rope, and next thing you know, that thing's blowing up.
Oh, God.
People incredible jumping piece of out video. Of it. Yeah. 1937 or so? When was that?
Oof.
Trying to think when that was. Go ahead.
Look up the Coolify 2S on Amazon. Great for watching kids' baseball games. Sounds like it's maybe a little, a portable air conditioning unit or something like that. Can you look that up for me? The Coolify 2S. I tell you what, coming back with kid number two, my plan is for all indoor sports. I'm thinking about maybe some volleyball, maybe some basketball. I don't want to be outside. I mean, I feel for those baseball people sitting on those hot bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Especially during tournaments. What do we got?
I'm sorry. I got it right. 1937. Man.
Hindenburg.
Yeah, some days. Woo.
Yeah, so this is a smart neck air conditioner.
Okay.
Is that the thing around your neck?
And yeah, it's going to air condition for you. That's amazing.
And the meter probe is a must-have, says the 903. That sounds like meat thermometer type of deal. Probably have a Bluetooth deal on your phone. Bissell electric mop. See, now we're talking.
Ooh, an electric mop.
Yes. How about 817? Take a Xanax and drink a couple of beers, and you won't give a bleep about crashing on a flight.
Yeah.
You know, used to do that. But, you know, things got in the way of that. But that no doubt about it. I got on a flight one time, and I might have had an Odell Beckham Jr. situation where I couldn't be revived, you know, by the dang flight attendant. You start taking those sleeping aids for a 5-hour flight, and it works for 8 hours.
Were you in the bar area at the time?
Yes, I've been in the bar area.
No, were you mixing?
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
Absolutely.
You get hammered before the flight. Actually, I think it was 2 years ago before spring training, Eric and I were just belligerent. We're just slamming shots. I am bringing.
Was that the time that we went to?
That was our first time to spring training.
But didn't we eat at the Cajun place? Was that what I bought you at the dinner when you guys were doing shots?
I think that was when we went to Oxnard.
Oh,
we did do that too. Yeah, Eric and I do like to get a little toasty before these things. Yeah. I'm bringing some CBD gummies this time. It's my first flight since the horror that
you
was.
Ate the, you
oh
ate
my gosh, my water
shrimp,
broke.
But you ate the shrimp cocktail and were doing shots.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, flight anxiety is real. That's why the bars are there. I'm surprised the people don't go into those little shops where you can actually buy the bottles of booze and just take those on the jet right there with you. Excuse yourself to the lavatory and mix yourself up.
You're talking about the duty-free shop?
A monster. Yeah, and it seems like it's not just the duty-free shops that are selling the booze now, depending on what
airport you're
at. Really,
those newspaper places sell the booze?
Yeah, they got the little bottle.
Okay.
Best gadget I have, does my digital weed vaporizer count? I suppose it does. 817 makes it easier.
I see one there's you can like it's like your grinder. You put it in there and it grinds it up and you can just lay it on top of the joint. So you don't have to twist your hand and grind or anything like that.
Amazing.
I see that. I don't know anything about it. You know what I mean?
I'm either, but that looks cool. Huh?
I'd like to go on record. I'm against this.
Okay.
Because
what
think,
about the kids?
No, I think oh. no. I'm against this because I think there's
the
no, no. I think there's a certain skill to being able to do that.
Oh yeah,
it is impressive. And you know what? It's a lost art.
Yeah,
grinding weed.
No man, I
can rolling,
roll man, rolling 100%
on some paper.
Yes,
raw paper.
There are,
I can make it look like a baseball bat.
There
bro.
Are certain friends that I had that was their responsibility. Like you would buy. And you're like, hey, listen, you don't have to worry about buying because
you're right.
You've got a skill. And so now we're using
you're
the guy. You're the guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, definitely a sight to behold when an individual has, significant skill set like that.
Yes. Rolling techniques.
Yeah.
I think, the powered gadgets, though, is where all this is going. And for me, when I got home from the flight last week, this is where gadget number one in my life makes its appearance.
Man.
We land at gate B, vehicles at gate C, right? So I have to jump on the Skylink. I run over to gate C. I take the stairs up to my vehicle. Yeah. And I hit the button. Nothing happens.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, crap. So
wrong car.
I go around to the back and fiddle with the gate. And I realize something got stuck when I slammed the gate shut. I was in a hurry when we got to the airport. It didn't close all the way. Dome light stayed on. And, vehicle is dead. you know, I couldn't get in either. Okay. First cool gadget was that the key is actually inside the key fob on those automatic starters.
I never knew that.
I never knew that, but there's like a little release. So
a button.
But I had to call fiance wife and I'm like, you're never going to believe this. I can't get into the vehicle. She had to tell me that it was inside the key fob. And I said, the vehicle's dead. Oh, so right. That's like the worst scenario, right? We're going to need a locksmith and somebody to jump the vehicle. I'm not sure if we're calling AAA or we're calling the insurance company right. Or we're going to call somebody private. We're going to have to come out of pocket for this. But as I begin to explain to her my rising anxiety level and bracing for the impact of her wrath, because you know what that's going to be dare you close the gate and do all. She's like, well,
kids in bags out there.
Didn't you know that portable battery jumper was on the floor of the back row? And I was like, oh, my goodness. Now I just need to get in. Now I just need the locksmith. And she's like, no. And honey, you can get the key out of the key fob. So I got in there. And that I would say for a family man, we were about to be stranded at the airport probably for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, we landed right in the middle of rush hour. But to get back there, and this thing was magical. I would say it took the battery from completely dead, like 10 days sitting in an airport parking lot with the dome light on, nothing was doing, wouldn't even click the doors unlocked. This thing went from totally dead to car fired up in 90 seconds. There was a little boost button on it. Cost me $60 on Amazon. It saved brother-in-law probably 3 or 4 times, but it's been sitting in the back of fiance wife's vehicle, and it paid off big time. That was probably a multi-$100 save move right there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get one of those just to be safe.
Then you got to go with the portable chainsaw as well with the battery on it. I was doing a lot of yard work.
There are
tons of projects around your yard that you're going to get some clippers out. You're going to get a machete out for. You don't need a hedge trimmer. You just need a Black & Decker $80 battery charged chainsaw, and now you're making light work out of everything.
I told you guys for Christmas, I'm getting you guys this. The best gadget I have is that the meat thermometer.
Yeah,
you know, you can use it, the temperature, you could use it for everything, for the frying oil, for the meat. You could, you know, just anything you need to temp.
Yeah,
like you could say, oh, I'm going to cook on site. Yeah, you got to know. Hey, I got to cook this thing to 160. I got it. Boom. There, it immediately.
You don't want to overdo chicken breast.
Heck no, you don't.
No, you don't. You will never have better chicken breast unless you have a meat thermometer or you're like a 20-year experienced chef.
Exactly. Yeah, you can look at it all you want, but if it's 190 degrees because you overshot it, you're going to have bad chicken or steak.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. You want medium rare? Yeah. You want medium?
Right.
How, you know, unless you are just an absolute wizard at gauging that with your thumb.
Yeah. There's some people that could do that, but the meat thermometer saved my rear
bunch. You know where it pays off more than ever is at Thanksgiving with the turkey.
The turkey, yeah.
Most people overdo their turkey. Yeah. It's all kinds of dry. Sure. How do you know? You don't want to pull it early.
Sure.
You know, you can't just put it back in there and recook
it. No.
All right. We got to run. Football's finest coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Where is Mike McCarthy on the latest head coaching rankings, and are Giants fans bitching to be bitching? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the
first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.